Beautiful, beautiful. Good morning, boys and girls. It is such a blessing. Oh, we have some more. I'm not going to start till they come. Awesome, awesome. Well, again, boys and girls, it is such a joy to see each of you this morning. Now, last Sunday, my dear friend, Reverend Warren, talked about faithfulness. And he reminded us that God is faithful. And God expects all of us to be true and honest. So this morning, I am going to talk about honesty. Now, when I was a child, like yesterday, right? So, exactly, okay? When I was a child, my parents, and I'm sure many of your parents and teachers and church family often stated that honesty is the best policy. Who's ever heard of that? Just raise your hand. All right, okay, many of you have. And so really what our parents and our church family were saying to us is that telling the truth and always being honest were important to them, to people, and to God. Now, the Bible teaches us how much God values honesty and truth, so much so that Jesus said that I am the way and the truth and the life. We need to get her something because she is saying it herself. So as followers of Jesus, we should always, we should be truthful. So how can you be honest? Telling the truth. So if you, by mistake, break your mom's favorite coffee cup, and your mom later asks, who broke my coffee cup? It was really my favorite. You should tell the truth and admit it, right? And then another example of being honest is not taking things that don't belong to you. Now, say you have a little sister or brother, and he or she has a brand new shiny toy that you want for yourself. Right? And you decide that you're going to take that toy. Now, if you take that toy, wouldn't your brother or sister be sad? Yeah, they would be sad. And God would be sad too, because God wants each of us to be honest. So what you can do is do the honest thing and admit you took it and return it to them. Right? So boys and girls, this week, let us try really hard to say what is true, to do what is right, to admit if you make a mistake, and certainly, most importantly, encourage others to be like Jesus and to be honest. So boys and girls, let us bow our heads and close our eyes to pray. God, our Father, thank you so much for loving us and sending your beautiful children to us today, God. Help us to be honest in all that we say and all that we do. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.